Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, and I'm here with Keith Malley. That's it. Hi, Keith.
Hello. I knew if I waited it out. Last man standing.
We are squaring off.
Right.
It's Keith versus Bianca. Sudden death.
Well, no pun on last man standing. Hemda had her knee surgery today. The good news being that if you recall, a doctor who didn't have the right to say.
No.
Said about her throat having some kind of autoimmune disease, it's not looking good. Here's a new problem you have. And Hemda said, am I going to die? And the doctor said, quote, not necessarily. Right. Well, she went to the specialist and the specialist said, super not necessarily, all's good, false positive.
Dang. Yeah. Good news, man.
Yeah. So the good news is she gets to have knee surgery and that is literally happening right now.
Any updates?
She is alive and well.
All right. Yeah. Hear that, listener? I didn't take her out.
Right.
I didn't plant that broken bit of sidewalk months ago just to get myself here one-on-one with Keith today. I definitely didn't do that.
Well, that was definitely a long con because now she's going to have to rehab all over again.
Oh, Hemda.
Yeah.
Okay, so thoughts and prayers. You know, everybody, prayers up. Mm-hmm. Thoughts and prayers.
Prayers up. She just got out of surgery right before we started this show, and Xerxes took her back home, and he said when she came out of surgery, she was so out of it, didn't know where she was. She was crying for about half an hour.
Oh, that's awful.
But don't do that when you're confused where you are. The bad guys can get you. You should be extra silent until you figure out where you are, right?
I don't know. I think crying is a great reaction to being confused.
Right. It makes people go away.
Like every time you do your math homework and you're just like, and then you don't have to do it.
That's true.
Yeah.
But now we can talk about West Wing for hours.
Oh.
Hours. CJ just got a promotion.
Where are you? What's going on?
I'm the beginning of season 6.
Okay.
I got through that horrendous season 5. It should be a class action lawsuit. And I
think there might have been.
And 6 is better already.
I know. What'd I tell you?
Yeah. But there is something knowing that he's already on his second term for president. Mm-hmm. So what's the fucking problem? Where's the stress? You know? Okay, the country, he gets a low approval rating. Who cares?
So everything's about winning with you?
Yeah.
It's not about how you play the game?
Talk to Josh. Talk to Toby. I think they think it's about winning.
But what about setting up for the next election, you know?
Season 8, 9, and 10.
His successor. What do you think on that?
I didn't get there yet. I am excited to see after he leaves office, and I assume they show all the speeches he does and gets paid ridiculous amounts of money that he set up earlier for all the...
And then Abby runs for president.
Right.
And you want to know what? She loses to some idiot.
Surprise. But what we could talk about that's exciting, Game of Thrones. You love it.
I'm so excited.
The listener can probably see your teeth from here.
I'm so excited. And spoiler alert, can we do spoiler alert?
Yes, you may.
If you're not caught up.
Get caught up. It's the greatest thing going today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Last night's episode was so good.
Yeah.
It was like they said, Bianca, what do you want to happen?
This is the final season, episode 3.
Yeah. And then they wrote that.
Right. Can I tell you a secret?
You hated it.
I found it monotonous.
I know you did.
I'm like, who fucking cares? Little World War Z. I'm like, okay, I get it. And everybody that we have, I'm hoping people die. Everybody, every character that we knew. Oh, got a lucky break.
I know.
Just in time where it got a little ridiculous.
Like I said, they asked me, Bianca, how do you want it to go? It's like, okay, everybody lives who I care about, and Arya saves the day, and everything's great.
Yeah, she got around.
Oh, my God. She had sex and vanquished the Night King in the same night. I mean, that's a pretty good night for a teenager.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, I was afraid, like, you know, sex would make her lethargic, but she's still the old.
She got pumped up.
I thought she was like 14. I had to look it up when she had sex. And she had sex. I'm like, isn't she a kid?
You were like, I have to turn this off. I think this is illegal.
And right away, I type in Aria and it autofills what is her age. So everybody wanted to make sure we're not perverts. And apparently she's 18.
Yeah. It's
another convenience.
It's fine.
Having just turned 18, I don't want to die without.
Yeah. I want to get it in.
But you know what? I'm over the monsters. I'm into the fight against
Cersei.
Against Cersei. I enjoy humans.
That's what I like. That's why I'm glad they're like, okay, yeah, we've set ourselves up with this whole White Walker thing. We got to get through it. It's done. And now we get to the good stuff, which is people just chit-chatting and being sort of mean to each other.
I'd like to see some fights with the sun out.
Yes.
You know?
Dragons in sunlight rather than moonlight.
The dragons in the clouds, I didn't know what I was watching.
Yeah.
I'm like, you let me know when one of them dies.
I know. But I think that they're okay, except for the ice one.
Right.
He did.
One of the good dragons didn't die?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, they take a beating.
Yeah. They're pretty resilient, I think.
Jon Snow stood up and just screamed at the dragon. Luckily, just in time, Arya was doing her thing across the...
Honestly, it's so funny how useless Jon Snow and Daenerys were in this episode. Yeah. Like the great battle leaders and this great Targaryen lineage. And then it's just like, we got lost in the clouds on the way to the battle.
What's the guy's name that protected the Queen of Dragons? The mother?
Jorah Mormont.
Yeah, that fucking friend zone will kill you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he died with honor.
If only he had that power where he turns to stone still.
Oh, yeah. Well, he got it all scraped off. But I'm into psoriasis.
Like even the first two episodes of this new season where everybody's just getting together. I was very invested.
Me too.
So, well, obviously I'm not quitting. It's just the battle. I was like, you're going for a Guinness record.
You wanted more chit chat.
I don't mind chit chat. You know what? When I watch wrestling, I fast forward to the skits.
All right. We have to move on.
That's fair.
We have to talk about last week. We're going to start with the episode Come With Me with Rojo and Tone Bell.
Yes.
Very dynamic duo.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the debut of the This is like our season-long arc, Keith's dad.
Yes.
So you shared the email for the first time. So much has happened since. But were you like curious about what Rojo and Tone, like every time, my question is like every time you tell a new guest, are you sort of gauging what their reaction is going to be?
I know this will become a big thing. Mm-hmm. And it is now. In fact, we recorded episodes that are coming out this week for Henda to recover from surgery. So I know the future and some exciting emails coming.
You're a regular brand star.
Yes, I am. Yeah, except I don't stare at you like a fucking weirdo.
I got to go.
Yeah. Where are you going? I'm not going to tell you. Like you could say, I'm going to be a couple
I'm
crows.
A crow.
Right.
It's fine.
I'm just going to stare. So, so more things come that it's exciting. So I'm going to wait until it's just Henda and I on so that I don't, you know, take over.
Gotcha.
A guest's shine. In the beginning, when there's only one or two emails, I can, you know, quickly get in, get out, and it's not a big deal.
Yeah, but it's still a big deal.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
So I, of course, am pretending that I am my ex because my dad, out of the blue, wrote my ex after 2 years after the divorce saying, hey, what happened to you two guys? And now I'm like, you know what? Let's see what happens. And in no way do I think my dad's going to learn a lesson from this, but I do think he'll go, oh, shit. I'll come clean and he'll go, oh, shit. What did I write to Keith? And he'll look and be shocked and be ashamed for a split second, then justify it. But that split second is enjoyment to me. And I'm happening to learn stuff about him. For example, not to jump ahead, he was forcibly tried to have, gay sex was forcibly put upon him. But it sounds like he somehow got out of it. Mm. 4 times in state college. I don't know what any of that means. But I'm like, okay, let's find some things out.
Dang.
Yeah.
Secrets.
Yeah.
It's sort of like you're doing the emotional version of like an Evel Knievel stunt with no helmet.
Yes.
But it's fine because you've been training for this.
My whole life.
For your whole life. And this is like the big reveal.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
He said something once that I thought he was on to me. And then I remembered, well, only I, you know, I'm making up that he's on to me. I doubt he is. And I just write back some innocuous and we're back.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So Tone was a new guest, mm-hmm. right? He was very charming.
Yep.
And him and Rojo seem to have a cute little friendship going.
Yes.
It's always nice to have bros on the show. You know how I feel about male friendship. Mm-hmm. Always just want to know more.
They're adorbs.
What are you guys talking about behind the scenes?
Right.
They talked. You guys talked about Notre Dame.
It burning down. That was, yeah. Yeah. Maybe, I don't like that the money's, you know, never mind. Yes, the money should go to the poor that's going on there in Paris. And not necessarily a building, but at least make a new building. You don't got to make the same stupid building, you know?
Yeah,
give us some. We have pictures. Give us something new to look at.
Yeah, we've seen it.
Right.
Let's move on.
Been there.
Yeah, speaking of moving on, uh-huh. we've got the following episode, which had a great guest.
Bianca Brady.
Last week with Bianca Brady and Andrea Allen, we talked about the Keith and the Girl weekend events.
Yes.
And it was so fun.
And I got to tell you, I didn't think to tell you until sometime after, but your compliment at the end of that show about my stand-up meant a lot, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Well, I meant it.
Well, thank you.
Seriously, really good stuff. Yes. You guys, just wait till this thing drops.
That was a very fun entire weekend. Mm-hmm. From, of course, people coming over to my house. I didn't know how that would go. Everybody was cool. You know, we've done a lot of Keith and the Girl events. We've done a tour, hung out with people after. If you remember years ago, we did Keith and the Girl bingo at a bar or a club, and we're hanging out with people. There's at least one or two weirdos, mm-hmm. whether a guy tries to skip out on a check or, you know, goes for him to his ass, whatever it is. There's always something. There were tons of people in my backyard. And everyone was fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if I got lucky or what, but that was great.
What are the odds?
Yeah. And then the game shows were fantastic. You were fantastic. And then the final day was stand-up.
Yeah. I was really excited about my outfit that mm-hmm. I wore on stage because it was like, I'm on a team with Andrea and I have to sort of like match her, but I never can.
Right. Well, is she going to be a samurai today? Is she going to be in a wedding dress?
She was wearing like a lace bralette under a kimono.
Why not?
With leggings and high heels.
Now, I know, of course, but for the audience, how did you compete?
I wore an all white outfit, mm-hmm. but my t-shirt had a picture of myself on it.
Nice.
So it was kind of like, you know, a subtle nod to me being me.
Right.
So I was pretty pleased. I put on some mascara. You know, I was nervous. I was excited. And then I got to be on the main feed of Keith and the Girl, which is like, I mean, Cinderella story over here. She comes in merely an intern. Nobody really gets why she's here. Right. Who is she? What's she doing? We hear her name every once in a while. She's good at sort of printing things out. And then all of a sudden,
mm-hmm. a girl is on the big show.
A girl is on the big show.
Yeah, you're fantastic. Everybody loved you. I didn't realize until you said on that show that you knew during Silent Trailers that the team of Keith and Christian would sometimes beat the team of Andrea and Bianca. And you go, no, Hemda, I said it first. You're evil. Evil. And then, you know, and you know Hemda, she's like, I don't know what to do. You win.
Yeah, you're learning more and more about me.
I really am.
Manipulative.
Yeah.
Creep.
Yeah.
So.
If I would have wrote you a fake email from somebody else, I would have knew this sooner.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay, let's talk about The View.
Okay.
Episode 3061 of mm-hmm. Keith and the Girl. They discussed The View. Elizabeth, what's her name? Freaking out.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck. I'm not a baby. I'm a serious journalist. And you can't tell me what to do in front of people. That is not right of Barbara Walters, who is literally 89 years old now. Why would she tell me? Well, you have to go back out there. Well, I threw out my cards. Fuck it. I never do that, motherfucker. I don't even curse.
I know. My favorite part was when after like they got back from break and Barbara was like, and we could all just talk about it in a cool way. and I'm the best. Right. Thank you, Barbara Walters. Yeah. And you were just impersonating what she was thinking, and it was best right. ever.
And Elizabeth tries to jump in. Yeah, we could discuss things. Yeah, and yeah, Barbara yeah, cuts yeah. up. Yeah. Let's go to fall fashions. Yeah, we're done. I'm just trying to, you know, smooth nothing over.
Yeah.
And you shut the fuck up.
I know. I was talking to my friend the other night, though, where I, you know, she works in a restaurant, and she was talking about, you know, all the dynamics of the people there. And I was saying to her, you know, like, it doesn't matter what job you have or where you work or what kind of work you do. Like, there's always kind of going to be this kind of bullshit.
Right.
But I feel like restaurant really prepares you for it because it is so like intense, and you do sort of have to do things quickly, and right. you get yelled at in real time, and you apologize in real time.
And it's back to another customer. Yeah,
exactly. It's like resetting constantly. Right. And I was telling her, like, after working in restaurants for so long, I feel like at my office job, I have kind of like a Machiavellian ability to like do the office politics because everybody's moving so slowly mm-hmm. compared to restaurant politics. I feel like maybe gay or talk show is sort of similar to restaurant sure. in the like intensity thing right. where they were just like fighting. And then,
right.
We're all fine for the audience.
Right.
But
and like a restaurant, at the end of their shift, they all got drunk.
Exactly. And Joy Behar's playing both sides. Yeah. Like, I can't believe Barbara. I can't believe Elizabeth. It's like, we all work with that person.
Yeah, Barbara's out of line. And then she's talking, Joy Behar's talking to Barbara. I told Elizabeth she's got to come back. I don't know. How don't people know when they flip out like that the mics are always on? How don't they assume? I guess you blacked out, right?
It's called Billy Bush syndrome.
I guess so.
It's a disease plaguing our nation. Right.
I trust everybody. Like, don't you know that some people don't, like, I guess people don't know, but don't you know you're not liked if you're Elizabeth Hasselbeck or Billy Bush? You're not liked by everybody. They have this stuff to blackmail you.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Elizabeth, call in. tell us your side of the story. Right.
I'm glad it's out there. It gives us time to discuss.
Yeah.
Discuss what? My time's done here.
Okay. Square-headed people.
Yes. I notice when it comes to some of the sickest crimes in the world,
mm-hmm.
I see the mugshot, square or rectangular heads.
Okay.
There's something to it. Now, I don't know what we can do about it. You know, you give birth to a cube. What am I telling you? Throw it down a well? I don't know. But there's something. If we're able to check people's DNAs and see what if they're, you know, have a proclivity for crime, look at the head.
You got it.
And keep it. If I was born with a square head, honestly, put me on the list. Just keep an eye on me. You know, peek behind a corner, start an FBI file. I wouldn't blame you.
This is smart. Mm-hmm. This is really smart, really valuable information. I think we should call Langley and call the FBI.
Maybe they're on it. I like to think they're on it.
I mean, they have a lot of sophisticated computer equipment.
Yeah. I mean, people would, they heard about it, people would roll their eyes, you know, but.
Bing, square head.
Yeah, so they don't. You ever see a guy with a square head try to roll his eyes? It gets caught in the corners. Yeah, I don't like it.
Did I ever tell you about my categorization system for all women, which your square headed thing reminded me of?
Okay, no.
So all women, their faces are either round or pointy, and they're either plain or weird. So I am a round weird.
Okay.
Famous round weird maybe would be like a Selma Hayek.
Okay.
A round plain would be like a Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
A pointy plain is like a Rooney Mara type.
I see.
And a pointy weird is like a Hilary Swank or a Jennifer Garner.
I follow you.
So if you want to use that.
I'm thinking about the people in my life. That matches up.
It's not as judgmental as the squarehead system.
Right.
But it is just like a way of like sort of, you know, categorizing people in your mind.
But it would be, which we have to do. It would be funny if like we're like, you know what? I looked it up and plain squareheads, they're all bad actresses.
Yeah. Well, I realized it because I was looking at the actress Rooney Mara, and I was like, she is the most beautiful woman in the world. Why do I think that?
Right.
And it's because she's a pointy plane, which is the opposite end of the spectrum from me, around weird. And you always want what you cannot be.
It is going to be impossible to figure out your crossword puzzle when you put one together. Most actresses. Oh, God. Nothing fits.
Probably round planes. Anyway, we have to move on.
Okay. By the way, the poll during that show we talked about, the UK is starting a porn pass to go online and look up porn. You know, and there's always ways around it, of course. But if you're on the up and up, you will need to type in something that registers with your identification. I'm like, I guess that's the end of porn then for me.
Why? Just be a patriot. Sign up, right? You know, for your country.
I don't trust these porn sites.
To do what?
I don't know, but somehow.
You think that they don't know about you already? They already have all your information.
I guess so, right?
Yeah, they're looking at the shape of your head.
They do know what I like immediately.
Yeah.
I'm like, another family. Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, well, come on, well, Keith. Hamda's not here as a buffer. We can't get into that.
Okay.
It's a date with Jesse.
Oh, I'm sorry. So,
oh, gosh, more?
No, what the poll, we asked the audience, would you sign up or would you go without internet porn? 80% saying, nope, no more porn.
That's a lie.
I'd go back to JCPenney catalogs, I think.
No. These people think that they care about their own privacy. Yeah. Do you know how much information you've put on the internet,
right,
dear listener?
That is true. The show that just went up for the following week, we talk about Facebook might have to pay $5 billion for abusing our privacy. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, these are the same people who write on the forums about like literally everything that ever happened in their life. They're like, I'm not going to give my name to the porn website. But I will tell the internet about how, you know, my dad died in a fire. Right. It's like, okay, well, I don't know. Maybe think about that.
You could be right.
I know I'm right.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding, listeners.
No, I like
you're
things.
All really right.
I like that it saves me time. I appreciate it.
Jesse Jollis.
Jesse Jollis.
It's a date.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a big thing on this episode where Hemda was like, let me tell you who I was flirting with on last week on Keith and the Girl.
Yes.
But she's not here.
She knew that. She knew she wouldn't be here.
So she played you guys.
Do you know who it is? Can you guess?
I can't.
Tone Bell.
Yeah. I know. I mean, so handsome, so kind, so flirty. Right. I'd say go for it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny when, you know, a woman asked, like, was he flirting with me? This happened. Or is this just normal? And I'm like, well, it didn't happen to me. You know, when he talked to me, he didn't have to hold my forearm.
Yeah.
He just talked to me.
I know.
So probably.
I know. But then it's weird because it goes the other way sometime where, like, once I was checking into a hotel and somebody, the person I was with, was like, the front desk guy was like really hitting on you. I was like, what? No. Like, so I mean, it could be, it could be that everyone I meet is. Right. And that would be totally reasonable because I am extremely attractive, very cool, super intelligent.
What kind of head do you have again?
Round weird.
Right. Everybody's fave.
So, but it is hard to tell sometimes.
Well, when you can't tell, you know, somebody tells you, so let's say it is happening and you can't tell. So when you think you can tell, and Henda's one of these people that misses signs when you can tell that it's definitely happening.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think I relate to what she said about it not feeling special enough.
Yeah.
Like you do this with all the girls.
No, it's Hollywood.
Yeah.
You want to stay on top? You got to keep them wet.
You got to stay on top.
Yes. Very good. By the way, everybody loves Jesse Jollis. People are writing me.
What's not to love?
Have her on 4 hours a day.
I know. That's what Bucho said, and I was like a little bit jealous. I was like, Bucho, I thought you liked me.
Right. I just got on Keith and the Girl.
Turns out you like everyone.
He's a regular Tone Bell, right?
Dang, Bucho. That's cold.
You could also hear Jesse on My Opening Line. She's fantastic on that as well.
She is so funny, and I can't believe she reads the comments. And she memorizes the mean things people say about her.
Right. She makes the videos on YouTube. And yeah, don't go to the comments. It's
just don't do it.
I don't even look at thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah. I liked her story about like dating that guy and having sex with him, but not wanting him to touch her. I thought that was pretty relatable.
Yeah.
And then like you being like, wait, so did you like him and or did you have sex with him because you felt bad or and was it good? And she was like, it was good. And you're like, I don't know what.
Yeah, I want to. Yeah, I'm trying to figure this out. Like, all right, let's get to the bottom of if he had a right to come behind you and hug you.
Yeah, I mean,
was he in your body? Okay, how did the sex go? And then we finally unraveled it.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
I'm still confused. Right. I don't know who's allowed to do what.
I think I think they had sex. He was a weirdo. So, you know, she was still keeping him at a distance and he was looking at it like, but we had sex.
Yeah, he did the PJs thing.
Yeah.
That's a real red flag.
By the way, I imagined it was tops and bottoms.
A matching set.
Is that a thing?
No.
Okay.
I think he just put on his sweatpants and a t-shirt.
Okay.
Probably. I mean, God willing.
I mean, when you call them jammies, I don't know.
I'm just going to put on my PJs.
There's little dogs on them or something.
I don't know. I don't know about these people, yeah. Keith.
Put on the pajamas. I'm House Slytherin.
Yeah.
All right. I'll try not to think of you as a child and fuck you.
Yeah, I don't know. Jesse's great, though.
I didn't know this AirDrop was a thing. If you have your phone open to AirDrops, people can AirDrop you.
My coworker, Paul, AirDropped me a link on my at work.
Weird.
Yeah, just recently.
What happened to emails?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's a thing of the past.
Am I old school? Somebody wanted to be on Keith and the Girl, and they sent me through Facebook Messenger a message that I never look at.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think you just pick your own fucking way of reaching people?
I think a lot of people do stuff through Facebook Messenger.
But why? People are so weird. You know what people do?
But they won't give their name to the friggin' porn company. Right.
I noticed the new thing is people come over to your house. And instead of knocking, they text you that they're there. What is that?
Well, I mean, for me, it makes sense because my buzzer doesn't work and I live on the second floor.
Okay.
I mean, they could just yell up to me.
Right. But if there's a special circumstance and they know the rules.
Give a knock. Give a knock.
Ring a bell. Give a knock.
It's analog.
Yeah.
You know?
I make them wait when they text. I'm like, okay.
Actually, my friend was coming over and she texted me that she was here and didn't go through. She was like so mad at me that I didn't let her in. And then she called me. She's like, I'm outside.
I honestly make them ring the bell. I'm like, ring the bell. Then they ring it. Then I let them in. You got to train people like dogs.
Yeah. No, you do.
Thank you.
You're right.
The poll for that show was, have you ever written a mean YouTube comment?
No.
90% are saying no. 10% are saying, I have. Needed done.
I've never written a YouTube comment.
I don't think I have either.
I don't think I've ever written a comment on anything.
I don't know if I ever commented on a thing in any way.
No.
Huh. People are weird. I need my opinion. I do not like your dating.
It's so weird.
You could lose 20 pounds. Like, what are you doing? And then you sleep happy?
I don't know.
They don't. I guess we know that, right? Those are miserable people. But
it's
still
just amazing to me that some people wake up in the morning and they think, yes, people do want to know what I think about this YouTube video.
And it is go fuck yourself.
Nobody wants to know. Nobody cares.
Right.
So take that into account the next time for that 10% of the people. I bet they're also Yelpers.
Right.
It's the same type.
It's the same fucking type.
Squareheads.
Thinking you're making right, the 10% of you, what's the shape of your head? I am curious about that.
I think we don't even need a poll. No. We already know the answer.
That's true.
Square.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yummers with Paul Hooper.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Hooper, what a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I like how Hemda, I mean, she's not here to defend herself, so, but she does do the thing. Sort of the Christian Finnegan-y thing of like, so Paul Hooper, you love your mom? What's up with that?
Right.
He's like, I don't know. She took great care of me and I really love her.
Yeah, she's a poker to friends.
He's like, so are you a mama's boy? He's like, I like my mom. We get along. We maybe go out to dinner. You know, celebrate birthdays, Christmas, holidays, give her a call every once in a while. So you love your mom then? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, she raised me by herself pretty much and we have a good relationship. Oh, so you love your mom. Okay.
Yeah, people, I think guests leave when they're not attacked by Hendon. They're like, why doesn't she like me? During that show, we talked about the 4-year-old boy that killed the 6-year-old sister, and my girlfriend was just looking for something fun to listen to.
She's like, I thought you hosted a comedy podcast. Right.
If you have a gun, you probably will die coincidentally by a gun.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And that was wild to hear Paul talk about all the people he knew or knows who had accidents with guns, and that he had a gun, and that just like was normal.
A big thing is that people that have guns get robbed. Somebody comes in and wants your gun. Mm. And you get shot, killed by a gun. It's huge.
I once went to this big cookout in Virginia. Mm-hmm. It was like a big party and pig roast and stuff. It was really fun, but people were drinking and then people brought out their guns and just started doing like shooting at targets. I went straight inside and worked on the puzzle, you know, not the crossword puzzle, just a regular puzzle. I was like, I can't be here.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
You're putting pieces together.
Yeah. I was like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
So
now that'd be too much. I've been camping and you see people drinking and tripping all over everything. Now give them guns. The sun's going down.
No way.
Yeah,
the witching hour. Mm-hmm. Not a good idea.
No, thanks. The poll was, will Keith's new email address, because I brought up again a new message from my dad, destroy the relationship with his dad? So it's superficial as is, but will we not even talk after this? 38% say yes, it will destroy the relationship.
What relationship?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. What are we going to do? Not talk more? Well, it's so superficial. It's the weather. It's did mom make it to church on time? The end.
Yeah, you guys don't really have a relationship.
Right.
In that you're neither one of you are honest with each other about anything.
Correct.
So why not just keep it going?
What's going to happen? It ends up good?
Yeah. My question is, say there's an alternate universe where you don't have a podcast where you talk about stuff that happens in your life. Do you still do this email plan? How much of this email plan is influenced by your tendency to talk about things that happen in your life?
I would still have done it. It would probably be over by now.
Mm-hmm. So guys, everyone who answered the poll, this is your fault.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I say stop listening to the show.
Save Keith.
Any other thoughts about Paul Hooper?
I like him. He's a good friend. And
he loves
he's a
his
good
mom.
Guy. And he likes his mom. It's not the worst thing.
How dare you. Speaking of liking your mom, the next show, Hemdog with Max Cohen.
Yes.
Married to Vicky Cooperman, and Hemda's like, so you love your wife? Is that what you're trying to say to me? You married her because you love her? He's like, yeah, you know, we get along. We definitely like have our ups and downs, but you know, for the most part, she and I were really in love. And oh, so you love your wife then? Okay.
I'll try to move on, but watch what you say next.
And then you get to talking about, you know, bar rescue, and she's like, getting back to the wife thing. That's a person who you married and you love her.
Right. As she does, though, that wife definitely rules that house. I guarantee it.
You think?
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have inside dirt, but I know the two of them enough, I think. Even though this is the first time I met him. He goes with the flow.
He's like, it's like, did you put shoes on today? And he's like, I can't remember. You'd have to ask Vicky. Right. You're like, okay.
She knows. It's on the chart. She'll know.
Was that on my chore wheel?
Right. he was, what's the word? Cute. He was charming.
Yeah.
I enjoyed him. Do you sneak, is the poll, unhealthy food from your partner? 50-50.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. But maybe it's just because I've been single for so long and lived alone for so long.
But like, I would count going to McDonald's and deliberately not telling your partner. Would you sneak food like that?
Maybe. Like, I mean, I just do whatever I want whenever I want. Right. So it's like.
Do you think you'll find love after all?
No.
Right. But I had a shake this afternoon.
Yeah, fuck 'em. It's like I can just eat whatever I want no matter what. So right. Who cares?
It's fun. It's funny when Max is talking about the sex clubs and like he brought it up. I'm not reading these guests' diaries. But then they only want to go so far. And I'm like, wait a minute. You said you saw strangers suck each other off. A little more. Then what? Like,
oh, we didn't watch them have penetrative sex. Right. So I didn't understand the question.
Right.
You'll have to ask Vicky.
It's funny how, words like hooking up and everything changes,
I know. And it's funny when he's like, we saw another comic there. And everyone's like, Billy, proceed.
And it was right. Yeah.
He's like, yo.
I can't tell you who. It was Billy. Yes, it was Billy.
Yes, it was Billy.
You broke me.
And then we went down and made out, and then we said, okay, bye.
They're cute.
They're cute. Yeah. I like it.
She uses him as a dildo. Did you know that? His whole body. A little behind the scenes.
Wow. Yeah, that's some behind the paywall content, people. Yeah. Crazy. Shall we move on?
Let's.
The mirror.
Yes, that was just Hendon myself.
Yeah. The two of yous.
And that's when we got into some more emails from my dad, between my dad and fake Catherine. And I was just talking to Catherine yesterday, by the way, just filling her in on the latest.
How's she feel about it?
You're very, very, very beautiful. And you just learned that dad may have had sex forced upon him and he doesn't understand. And you're making peace with the fact that you let the marriage fail. And you're trying to win me back, and you're figuring out how to destroy the relationship between me and Kyle. So things are going good.
And she was like, ace is 10.
She's curious, and she doesn't mind that I'm doing it.
Cool.
I was almost afraid she'd be like, all right, it's too much. But right. Everything seems good.
That's great.
Yeah. Closest we've ever been.
What a lovely story. Did I ever tell you about the guy who had a podcast whose dad emailed his ex-wife? Oh, that old chestnut.
Yeah, it's strange, but it's fun.
Yeah. Hemda's dating profile for Rough Draft.
Yes. She said it only works if you work at #420. It's like, okay.
Yeah. It was good that Andrea and you were here.
Yeah.
And everybody on the forums is now doing their own drafts.
Well, Andrea's funny because she sits in the back of the room and shakes her head like she's in The Exorcist. And then Hendon goes, do you have something to say? And Andrea goes, should I come to the mic? Should I? Like, yes. You're dancing like a marionette in the back. But yeah, maybe you should.
Here's a little behind the scenes for the listener. Andrea is all bluster on mic, but she is actually really good at a spreadsheet. You know? She's a
little column A, column B.
Column A, column B. Yeah. Exactly. But I was glad that you guys set her straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about during that show, of course, a new Bill Cosby accuser that was paid off. Which Bill Cosby was upset. He said, my insurance company paid them off. I'm in jail. Stop paying off people. You pay off in the beginning when you think you get away with it. I'm not getting away with it.
Yeah.
Don't be paying people off. And I am surprised that I got some tweets about, hey, asshole, Johnny Depp is being set up.
I know.
And I'm like, motherfucker, just that video alone.
I know.
Just the audio alone, you know who the bad person is. It's almost like it's stuff that I was talking about in stand-up. Why are you inventing an excuse for this guy when you saw the video? If that was a loved one of yours, you'd be like, shit, he's a bad person. Okay, he made good movies, don't get me wrong, but
it's really unbelievable how quick people are to give the man in this type of situation the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
And then the woman, if she even makes one little tiny little, maybe a whisper of a mistake,
right,
she's got to be lying.
Yeah, just always wait for the video and then you see the video and you believe it. What sci-fi movie you think you're watching? I saw the video. Guy's insane. It's not a once in a lifetime thing. He tore that fucking apartment up. You know, you hear the video. He all but punches her in the face. What are we talking about?
Yeah. And not everybody's a good person, yes. Even when they're famous.
Yes.
And she might not be a good person either. Who cares?
Right.
She didn't do a crime.
Hello.
Hello.
Unless somebody. The crime is being smoking hot. What's her face?
She is definitely a pointy plane.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Most actresses are.
Right.
I would say.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get worked on to be a pointy plane, mm-hmm. Right?
Often they do. Yeah. Often they do.
The poll was, will Hemda have sex within a week of her celibacy end date? I voted yes. 38% say yes. 62% say no.
1 week.
Yes. 1 week's a long time. It's 7 days. You know, 7 days. How long is it from one Game of Thrones episode to the next? Long time or a short time?
A long time. You're right. Yeah. It's all relative.
Right.
I don't know. I think, how's her knee going to be at that point?
I think she'll use that to fuck. Like, that counts. She gives it from behind. I think she's going to be okay. There's still 20 days or so. I think it's going to be okay. And she knows she already kind of rehabbed the leg in the first place that she can walk around.
Right.
So the rehab, this is going to be a little faster is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
And when it's important, you know?
Yeah. And who says you need your knees to have sex?
Right.
Nobody said that.
That's right. Like, oh, I'm full, but can you still have dessert? Yes. You see what I'm saying?
All right. Well, you know, it's amazing how much we have to look forward to, mm-hmm. You know, the destruction of Westeros, mm-hmm. Cersei's impending doom, mm-hmm. Keith and his dad, you know, finding some sort of a truth.
Okay.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. I'm honestly learning things. He goes by Mike instead of Michael. Good to know.
And Hemda, you know, will regale us with her dating stories to come. And mm-hmm. I mean, it's just the seasons as they progress, it just keeps getting better and better, guys. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
All right.
Do you want to leave us with a song? Maybe something to lift Hemda's spirits.
Hemda, she is a queen of the realm. Hemda, she loves to party with marijuana. Hemda, we miss you so. Get well soon. Could go on for a right. while. So
I want people to know we don't auto-tune.
Hemda, we miss you so much. GateThanTheGirl.com.